Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Storytime Podcast. I'm your host, Keegan, and I'm going to be talking about my first kiss and everything that went down to get to there. Follow my Instagram, NLE Keegs. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel, NLE Keegs. I don't really have a Twitter account or anything like that. But yeah. So, my first kiss was with my first girlfriend, okay? So, I'd had other girlfriends before this, but nothing very serious. I was still pretty young, and it was nothing really big to me. It was just, my girlfriend was pretty much my friend. We'd just hang out, you know, just have fun, laugh, and talk, text every day. So, I'm 14. And I get my first girlfriend, right? I asked this girl out. So I had a girlfriend at one point, and she took her friend with her on our first date, which I thought was kind of weird that she took her friend with her. And, I mean, but like I said, we were kind of only really friends, but, like, we considered each other dating. Fast forward a year later, I start talking to that friend of hers. We're not going to give out any names. So, we're talking about for about 2 months. I'm on a little vacation in Tennessee while this is happening. So, we're talking about, like, you know, oh, what could we do? Whatever, whatever. We could go out. I don't know. I was kind of planning on just being friends with this girl, but it kind of turned into more than that. And I was wanting a girlfriend anyways. And, you know, I shot my shot and I asked her out. I didn't really know exactly where we would go, so I was a little bit nervous that I didn't plan it out, and I kind of felt bad that I didn't know where we were going. I didn't plan anything out, because I was new to this. Again, I wasn't used to asking out girls, so I was really bad at this. So I had no idea where we were going. It took me like 2 weeks to think of something for my first date ever. It was like a first official, you know, kind of date. It wasn't like a dinner or anything, you know, nothing fancy like that. So I finally come up with something. I'm like, you know what, let's go to the movies, you know, let's chill. I didn't think my parents would let me because, you know, we would be alone in a movie theater. And I'll get to that, I mean, later, exactly what happened. But I didn't really think my parents would trust me with a girl alone, even if it's my first real girlfriend or, like, my first real date. I was so bad at this, y'all. You have no idea. I wasn't skilled with girls. I wasn't, you know, smooth with it at the time or anything. I didn't have game. That's what I'm trying to say. I didn't have any game with girls. I didn't know what to say first. I didn't make the first move. Also, I did not make the first move on her. She did. She made the first few moves. Obviously, I got used to being around her. I got comfortable, and it turned into a relationship. Anyways, so I asked her out. She says yes. I work up the courage for 2 weeks just to tell my parents. I just am, like, thinking in my head, how am I supposed to tell my parents? Because, like, I had never been, like, on a real date or anything. I was too nervous. Like, I was so nervous to tell my parents. And now when I think back to it, I feel so stupid. Like, why would I be nervous to tell my parents I want to go on a date with a girl? Like, well, why would I be nervous? I don't even know. Like, to this day, I get, like, a little bit nervous, like, hey, like, can I take this girl out, you know, like, I get, like, a little bit anxious, because I'm scared they're gonna say no, but, so, you know, I ask her out. I wait 2 weeks to finally tell my parents, and I tell them, like, yo, so can I take this girl to the movies? She lived, like, 10, 15 minutes away from me. And they're like, my mom had, like, the biggest smile on her face. She was, like, so relieved because I'm pretty sure they started to think I was, like, gay or something. Because, like, I talked to a lot of girls that lived farther away. And I hung out with a lot of, or talked to a lot more girls than guys. And they thought, I don't know why they would think that, but I mean, I bleached my hair, all right? I got bleached hair, and I'm not trying to say you're gay, and then there's no looking gay, but, like, you can tell when someone is, like, the way someone walks and dresses and talks, like, oh, they sound or look or talk gay. Anyways, so I asked them, my mom's like, yeah, of course, yeah, what are you guys gonna do? I was like, oh, I mean, I was thinking me and her could go to the movies. She's like, oh, something just you two. I was like, yeah, date, just us. I was too scared to, you know, take on a dinner date. Plus, like, I'm not that kind of person. I don't really like dinner dates, like, you know, something fancy. Like, I'd rather go to the movies or, like, chill at my house, something like that. So this is my first date, and I have no idea what I'm gonna wear. I end up wearing just, you know, normal clothes. I don't wear anything fancy. I realize we're just going to the movies. I don't need to look like super good or anything. So anyways, this was the worst. So I tell my dad about it. You know, I tell my dad too, like, hey, I'm trying to take this girl to the movies. He's pretty excited too. And we wait 3 weeks. This is around Christmas break. Like, I asked her out mid-November, like, beginning November, actually. We didn't finally go out until mid-December. Like, it was, like, a month and a half until we finally went on a date. Like, every weekend, someone was always busy, or we just kept putting it off. So, finally, we weren't busy, and I was like, you know what, let's just go out now, so we don't have to wait any longer. You know, before the new year starts and stuff, I wanted to go on my first date. This was 2019, alright? So, we're still just kind of planning out everything we can do, and I get ready that day, you know, I shower or whatever, and we don't know, like, are we gonna go and get her or whatever, and we're like, yeah, we'll just go and get her. So me and my dad get in the car, she gives us her address. Okay, I'm sorry, I keep stuttering, I can't think correctly right now. She gives us she gives me and my dad her address, right? And we're like, okay, so this was Troy, Ohio, and which is like 10-12 minutes away from me. I don't even know. From me to her, it was like 15 minute drive, and we saw each other like every weekend or every other weekend. We would kind of do the same thing every weekend. We just chill. We went on one dinner date. That was about it. And I mean, it was very enjoyable, if I'm being honest. I don't really like that kind of stuff. Anyway, so we pulled up to, like, the address, and we're like, what the heck? This wasn't even a house. It was, like, in the middle of the woods, and my dad was so scared. He's like, are we about to get murdered? I was like, no. The girl I was talking to was, like, legit. Like, he didn't know. It was like, are you sure this is a girl and not some 30-year-old man? Like, yeah, I've been FaceTiming her, you know? I FaceTime her, like, every day. I know this is legit. And, so he's like, I don't think this is the right place. This doesn't even look like a house. This looks like a log cabin in the middle of the woods. And we're so confused. And we're like, yeah, we cannot find you. We drive around the woods for like 20 minutes. We're like, where? What the heck? We were on the other side of the woods. We were not in the right place at all whatsoever. We were so creeped out. We're like, what the heck? So, you know, we're driving around trying to find our house, and we finally find it. She's waiting outside. She comes in, she's super nervous for some reason. I mean, I was nervous too. It was my first date. I'm surprised she was as nervous as she was. She kept telling me, oh my god, I don't know. I was like, I was extremely nervous. This was my first date. I did not know it was about to go down, you know? I had no idea. And me and this girl have been talking for a month and a half, right? So we know, like, a lot about each other. So we're already pretty comfortable. But, you know, at the same time, I'm kind of like, I didn't know what to do. Like, I was really nervous, even though I knew this girl pretty well. So my dad is talking to her dad for, I don't know, about 10 minutes. Me and her sitting in the car, just kind of sitting there waiting. Oh God, this was terrible. This was so unplanned. Like, I mean, well, it was so planned for a month and a half, and it all went so badly. So first we spent like 20 minutes just trying to find her house. So we showed up like, you know, 20, 30 minutes late. Okay, so now we're trying to, we don't know what, I forget what movie we went to and saw, but we're just driving, we're listening, we're vibing, we're just listening to music. My dad is like kind of asking us questions, like, I don't know how we met or whatever. And then we get to the movies and we walk in and we realize, oh yeah, well it's 8:30. We ask the guy like, okay, can we get tickets or whatever? And he's like, yeah, two teenagers can't be allowed here alone. They have to be with a parent after 8 o'clock. I was like, are you kidding me? Is my dad really going to have to come with us to this date? I was like, is my date really going to be with my dad and this girl? And I was like, oh God, what am I going to do? Oh crap. So then my dad tries to talk the guy into letting us just go alone, like just me and her being able to go in there alone, because it was after 8 o'clock. They had this weird policy that we had never known about before, and we're kind of confused, like, well, we can't be in here after 8 o'clock if we're under 18 or something like that. So he tries to talk the guy out of it, and my dad starts to get mad, because obviously he has to pay extra money. I mean, I paid some money, too, for the date. Obviously, I was taking the girl on the date, but, you know, my dad pays for himself. He's like, oh my God, you owe me big time later. I was like, oh great. This is awesome. This is just awesome. So we walk in, we go through. I don't think we got any snacks or anything. We kind of just walked in, and we tried finding the movie place. We spent like 5 minutes trying to find the room just to get to the movies. And I was like, so are you like staying with us? I asked my dad, like, are you going to watch the movie with us? What are you going to? He's like, no, I'm out. I'm leaving. So he just left out the back door. And we went and saw the movie, right? So we walk into the movies, and we're like, the movie had already been playing for like 15 minutes. So I show up late to her house. We're late to the movies. My dad had to pay extra money just to get us in because we weren't allowed in alone. So he was already kind of mad. I mean, it was my first date, so he kind of understood, like, he wasn't about to, like, you know, go off and get mad at me or anything, because I didn't know. So and we walk in. The first 10 minutes is so awkward. We kind of just sit there and randomly glance over at each other, just watching the movie. It was kind of like it was a comedy, so we'd randomly kind of like laugh or whatever. And she holds out her hand, and we kind of sit there holding hands for like 30 minutes. And she looks at me, and like we kind of get closer and closer as time goes on, and then she gets up and sits in the same seat as me, so we're like both squished together, and at this point we're cuddling, I guess you could say, and we're not even watching the movie. Like, I'm so tired at this point, like I'm so stressed out and like, I don't know, tired right now at this point in the day. It was like 9 o'clock at night, right? And, you know, we're still just watching a movie. It took about 40 minutes or so, and we're just sitting there laughing, you know, just randomly glancing at each other as time goes on. And then she just looks up at me and just stares at me, and I'm like, what? She just keeps staring at me, and then she just pulls me closer and kisses me, and I'm like, oh. And everything just comes to me, into my mind, and I'm like, oh my God, I just had my first kiss. Holy shit, I just had my first kiss. No way. No way this is actually coming true. What? Oh my God. I was 14 at the time, right? I mean, this is your average time you get your first kiss, right? You know, 14, 15 years old, you know? I mean, nowadays, you know, it's like girls, boys, they already have like 10 girlfriends before they even turn 12, which is crazy. But anyways, so, you know, I have my first kiss, and we kind of sit there watching a movie, and it goes, whoa, I don't know what happened, but it took a way turn. So she looks at me again, and we start kissing, and obviously it turns into making out. There's just two old people next to us, and they just start staring at us, and I look over, and I'm like, what the fuck? Why are these old people just staring at us make out? Like, they didn't have, like, a disgust face or anything. They were just like, they were like enjoying watching it. It was a man and a woman just staring. I was like, okay. So, you know, we're sitting there making out, whatever. And then we stop, and it gets a little bit awkward for a little bit. The movie still has, I think, like 30 minutes left. We're sitting there laughing again, you know, whatever. And I don't even know what happened, but she pulled me closer again. I mean, we were already squished together. And she just, long story short, we gave each other hickeys on the first date. And we were in the, keep in mind, we were in the middle of a movie theater. There was people all around us. And we're just sitting there going at it when people just are probably sitting there watching us, you know. So the movie's finally over. We sit there for another 5 minutes after the movie's over. And we're like, oh my God, we don't want to leave. We just want to keep sitting there, just chilling. And, you know, I've got, like, just this big fucking hickey on my neck, right? She didn't really have one because I'm ass at giving hickeys. But I just have this big purple fucking thing on the side of my neck. And I'm like, oh, shit, fuck. What the fuck am I going to do? I don't know how to do makeup. I don't know how to cover up a hickey. What the fuck am I going to do? So, you know, my dad picks us up and he's just like, yeah, how was the movie, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, it was good. Yeah, we had fun. And then he asked if we're hungry. And I'm like, I got a sweatshirt on. And luckily this sweatshirt, like, I don't know how to explain it, but I had like a neck thing. So it kind of covered up your neck like really good. And I was like, okay, thank God I wore this. So then we go and we're eating. We're just chilling, you know, whatever. And I forget, we ate at some, like, little bar thing, and this is the funniest thing. So we're just sitting there eating casually. Some guy walks in and starts yelling at another guy, and they get into a bar fight. There was literally a bar fight. They're yelling, and then this guy just starts throwing punches, and they push each other around, and they're just cussing, and they're going at it. It turned into an entire bar fight. This, I'm not gonna lie, it was a pretty fun day, but it was really stressful. Anyways, so yeah, there's just a bar fight going on, which kind of made up for all the bad things that had already happened. It was pretty funny watching. And the day, I mean, I guess it went pretty good. We go outside and my dad's like, yo, you guys want to take pictures, whatever. I'm like, yeah, yeah, it's like, take some pictures. Oh my God. We didn't even know what to pose. It was so bad. We did like the most dumbest pose ever. We didn't even touch. We like put our hands down and like, it was so weird. It was just like the worst pose you could have possibly done for a couple's photo. Not even a couple's photo, just a photo in general. So, you know, we take pictures or whatever. My dad takes some random video. And that's that. And then we dated for about 3 months. You know, she started talking to other guys. She got bored of me. And, you know, that's what usually happens. I don't know, she got bored, she started talking to other guys, I broke up with her, I was done with that relationship, it kind of got old and stupid, we barely even saw each other. I mean, barely seeing each other didn't really bother me, like, we didn't see each other for, like, 2 months straight. Like, we saw each other 4 weekends in a row, and then didn't see each other for, like, 8 weeks, and then we saw each other once again. I took her to some school dance. And then after that, she got bored, and I broke up with her because I could tell she didn't like me anymore. She barely talked to me. Anyways, that was pretty much my first girlfriend, first kiss, whatever. I guess it's both of those. My first girlfriend was my first kiss, and yeah, that was it was a weird relationship. It was a lot of things happened. If you guys want to know more about that relationship, I've got so many things I can talk about, so many story times just from that relationship, but yeah. Follow my Instagram, my YouTube, it's both NLE Keegs. This is the Storytime Podcast, I hope you enjoyed watching, and yeah.